has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the last day of January. It's January the 31st. Are we going to hold on to our gains for the month between yesterday and today? Who knows? We may end up about flat for the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 132 points this morning after a 120-point drop yesterday. The Dow is at 19,839. So much for 20,000. The S&P 500 is down 11 points. The S&P 500, that works out to a 0.5% drop. It's at 2270. The NASDAQ is down 30 points right now. That works out to 0.5%. The NASDAQ is at 5,585. Crude oil, on the other hand, up 57 cents this morning. Crude is up 1.1%. Crude oil is at $53.20. Gold is up $20 per ounce. Hey, that's the best day on gold. Gold likes a bit of uncertainty, and there's been a bit of that over the last week or so. The gold markets, gold at $1,216 per ounce. Silver is up 36 cents. The euro is way up today against the dollar. So the dollar .9% here this morning. So we have at the news. I'm having trouble with my internet here. Okay, we're a little issue with the internet. I'm not quite sure what's going on with my internet here this morning, but we'll keep talking. We hope that things work their way out here amongst the technology. There is a lot of news taking place here today. Oh, man, there's a lot of news. Has there been a lot of news lately? Wow, not only in the market, but in the world, in our country. We had the worst day yesterday since the election of Donald Trump on policy jitters. You know, the guy tends to act just a little bit rashly from time to time, maybe not thinking things through. The intent, I'm sure, is good, and he means well, but maybe he should stop a little bit. Use his people. That's what I'm witnessing. He seems to be a one-man show. Hey, you've got a whole cabinet coming in. You've got three people already in place. You've got all these aides and everything. Use them a little bit to just calm things down. I know rapid changes are taking place, but it has got the markets just a little bit nervous here recently. Case-Shiller Index hits a new high. That means your home over the last 12 months is up 5.3% versus the 5.1% consensus. Donald Trump meeting with the drug CEOs this morning. I watched them introduce themselves around the table. I heard Celgene, I heard Pfizer, I heard Merck, several others. His message to them was, is you got to get drug prices down. I heard them say it takes 15 years to get a drug to market. And several billion dollars. So that's their side of the coin. And he doesn't want foreign countries getting drugs cheaper than what we pay here in the U.S. So they are meeting today, which I think is a good thing to talk to the drug CEOs to see what we can do together to make their jobs easier and to make it easier on the patients, on the people taking the drugs. I heard one guy say, hey, here's what would really help us get the corporate tax rate down. And Trump said it's going to get done. Is the market honeymoon with Trump over? Well, I saw one headline that ended with the immigration temporary ban. The market reacted pretty nastily yesterday, and it's following through today with just a little bit of jitters here over the launching of that executive order, which I guess a lot of people weren't prepared for. And now we don't really know what he's going to tell the drug people today. I think the market's not really enamored with the fact that he's saying you got to get drug prices down. Is that war on the drug companies? I don't think so. But I did see a headline that maybe the honeymoon, which began the day after the election, could be over. Well, if that's true, then we have to do like we always do. We have to focus on earnings. Bottom line earnings. ExxonMobil reports earnings today of 41 cents. ExxonMobil, where we'll see the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, hopefully be the Secretary of State here soon. ExxonMobil is down 1.2% today. 1.2%. There's been quite a bit of softness and weakness amongst the energy stocks recently. Under Armour, the big story of the day. I wish I had the millennial here. Maybe he'll come in during the show. Under Armour's getting smashed. I mean, absolutely smashed today. I'm wearing my Nike shirt today. Yeah, got the Nike shirt on. I've never owned a piece of Under Armour equipment. Under Armour, $8.3 billion company, wants to be like Nike, headquartered in Baltimore, has got some of the top athletes around the world signed up, including Stephon Curry of the Golden State Warriors. Under Armour is down 24% today. That's a $6.11 drop for UA. That is dragging on the S&P 500 this morning. The Under Armour CFO resigns. Now, we don't know what that's all about. Maybe he wouldn't cook the books. I don't know. Or maybe he knows something. Or maybe he just wants to move on and visit the grandkids with his Winnebago. I don't know. Under Armour CFO resigns on the day that they report such snotty numbers. Trump's Supreme Court choice comes today. I think that's going to happen around 5 p.m. this evening, Pacific Standard Time. According to the press, it's down to Neil Gorsuch, Thomas Hardiman of Pennsylvania, Neil Gorsuch of Colorado. We'll see. That's going to be a long Donnybrook of a fight, let me tell you. Pfizer misses earnings. He's sitting there in the hot seat today, meeting with Mr. Trump along with several other drug CEOs. Let's see if the shareholders are happy with the Pfizer CEO today. Pfizer's having a good day. Pfizer is up 32 cents, up 1%. I don't own any of the big drug makers at the current time. Well, I do own one that's kind of crosses the line between a drug maker and a biotech stock. Eli Lilly, I think I heard them present at the meeting today. They missed by a couple of pennies. They beat on revenues. Lilly is up 1% today. It's kind of a market. When you look underneath the surface of the headlines, the market's actually better than it looks. Yesterday, the market was every bit as bad as it looked. It was bad on the surface. It was bad underneath the surface. I've just taken a little dive under the surface here so far. And what I found is, things aren't that bad as the headlines suggest. Aetna, so glad I met you. Beats by 19 cents. They miss on revenues. I used to own Aetna. I don't anymore. When they called off the Aetna Humana deal, I backed out. Aetna is up a 0.5% this morning. A wild night last night. President fires the acting attorney general. No wonder the market's a little jittery here. She was a holdover from the Obama administration. Sally Yates had ordered her DOJ lawyers not to defend Trump's executive order on immigration. very, very sticky issue, to say the least. She was fired in the Monday night massacre, they call it. Iran test another ballistic missile. Now, that could have the markets a little on edge here this morning. Hey, are they allowed to do that under the agreement? I'm not quite sure, but I don't know that they're creating a lot of goodwill by testing ballistic missiles while they're under the Iran nuclear deal. UPS misses by 6 cents. They miss on revenues. Man, I saw those brown trucks all over town right around Christmas time. I still see them. The stock is down today quite a bit. That's got to be weighing on the S&P. Down 6.9% or $8 per share. I do not own UPS. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Boy, there's a lot of news hitting the markets. You know, the most important news, well, it's important what's going on in Washington because you can see how it impacts the market. You can see how just the results of the election impacted the market. And you can see how the actions of the last few days have impacted the market. That's why it has to be followed closely. But almost equally as important, underneath the surface, 103 S&P 500 companies are reporting earnings this week. And when all is said and done, you know, we'll have a better number for 2017. I reported my number that's expected again last week in the newsletter. We'll also have a better look into 2018. The market now, believe it or not, is looking ahead to 2018's earnings expectations, which will begin in 11 months. That's right, 2018. And the market's going to trade on those expectations. When it wades through all of the noise and all of the distractions, it's going to look to the bottom line earnings. That's the most important place to look on a weekly basis. Now, in between, there's an awful lot of noise. There's an awful lot of distractions along the way. But in the end, it's those bottom line earnings. Well, that's been a pretty good guide for me since 2009. I had a guy send me an email yesterday. He says, Bill, you're the only guy I know, at least in the area where he is and listens to different pundits and whatnot, that has stayed the course since 2009 and hasn't gone off into weird paths. Oh, I've been pretty cautious at times along the way, but I have never pulled that buy signal that I got on the market based on earnings, valuations, performance, stock patterns, etc., back in 2009. But I am on guard every single day looking for warning signs. There is a few warning signs out there. I didn't like the GDP print last week of 1.9%. You better get some fiscal policy in place sooner rather than later, or that 1.9% is going to continue to wither away because we no longer have monetary policy supporting the market. And I think that's also part of the jitters in the market right now, is the market's worried that Mr. Trump, who's kind of stuck his foot in his mouth here recently, it won't be able to get the tax cuts that he wants through as quickly as he would like and as quickly as the market would like. The market is crying out. The economy is begging for some monetary policy relief. Not monetary, fiscal policy relief. Because it's all out of monetary policy. It reaches in its bag to chew on some more monetary policy, it's gone. Interest rates are rising. The Fed is hiking. The Fed is hawkish. Where is the growth going to come from in the economy without some monetary, without some fiscal policy stimulus? The economy is grinding down to 1.9% growth. We've got to get it up humming again, up in the 3.5%, 4.5% area, just to keep up with the entitlements and just to keep the economy growing. Now, eventually it will come to an end. The economy is cyclical. Interest rates are cyclical. The weather is cyclical. Climate's cyclical. Well, we'll just have to see when this current rise, this current trend of earnings growth since 2009 will finally come to an end when GDP. There's great hope that where monetary policy ended, fiscal policy will kick in and give the economy a kick in the pants. Now, that hasn't happened yet, and the market is screaming outright to maybe move monetary or fiscal policy to the head of the class as far as the priorities here in America. I think there's some thinking out there that the fiscal policy and the economy were more important at this time than the temporary immigration ban. Maybe the market's a little upset. Hey, it's jumping up and down over here. You see things react when priorities are changed, but I believe that they will get to it. I believe it's at the top of the list, and they're slowly working through. Maybe they need to slow things down just a little bit, but I believe that fiscal policy, in fact, I heard him say this morning to the drug CEO who said we need corporate taxes lower. We can't compete with the rest of the world on the world stage. And I heard Mr. Trump say to him, it's coming. Okay, well, the market wants it sooner rather than later. MasterCard beats by a penny. They miss on revenues. Let's see how MasterCard's doing. Another S&P, one of the 103 S&P 500 companies reporting this week. MasterCard down 2.5%. Sprint misses by 4 cents, but they beat on revenues. Sprint is having an excellent day, up 4.2%. And the continued talk out there that T-Mobile and Sprint will be getting together, we'll talk more about that more than likely in tomorrow's show. I don't think I'll get to it today. Harley-Davidson, hog. Hey, you're out there riding your hog? Harley, I had a client send me an email. Bill, I'm riding a motorcycle to Patagonia. I may be out of contact for 3 weeks. I think the guy's in his 70s, too. Hey, God bless. Godspeed on your something, you know, on your to-do list, your bucket list. That you want. It's not on my bucket list to ride a motorcycle to Patagonia, but hey, you know what? Harley-Davidson misses by 4 cents. They miss on revenues. Hog is down today, 4.8%. I'm just seeing little, you know, brown shoots here and there, weeds growing up in individual companies, that the economy is kind of dying a slow death here. It needs a shot in the arm. Let's get busy on some monetary and fiscal policy. Shipments fall 12% at Harley-Davidson. Intense global competitive environment, they say. Scotts Miracle-Gro beats by 29 cents, beats on revenues. I'll tell you a little story about Scotts Miracle-Gro. I use lots of their products. I'm a weekend warrior, and many nights I'm getting my garden all put in for the 2017 growing season, which we can do here in San Diego. By the way, I hate to change subject. I was walking yesterday on long my walk. The ocean has finally settled down after heavy rains here in California. Within a mile of where I'm walking, I look out and I see a whale, the spout come up, and then I walk a little further and there was another one. The spout comes up. That's pretty cool. Now, you can't see that in Duluth, but I saw it here in Carlsbad yesterday. Less than a mile offshore, two gray whales making their way south, along with a nice pod of dolphins. Where are the whales and dolphins in the market? When we come back, I want to finish my story about Scotts Miracle-Gro. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now or Radio Hour. Well, I was talking about before we went to break, and you know, it's amazing. I'm walking along, there's a lot of people walking too, and they didn't even see them. Okay, how can you miss a couple of whales right off the coast, and you just keep walking, you're looking at your iPhone or chatting with your friend, and you don't even notice one of the great shows of nature right there. You know, the whales headed south. They're headed to Mexico this time of year. I don't know if Trump will slap a border tax on them coming home or not. I don't hope they got all the proper visas and everything crossing that border. I know when we cross the border as fishermen, we get boarded by Mexican gunboats. You know, they protect their border like crazy. If we go fishing and cross the line, I mean, you got to have GPS and you've got to have it on your monitors to know exactly where that line is when you cross into Mexico. Be prepared. You better have all of the proper documents, or you're going to be confiscated, your boat, and it's going to be hauled into Ensenada, and not a good thing. So be careful out there. All right, now my Smith's Miracle-Gro story. You know, this is a really good stock. I use their products. I buy their planter mix, plotting mix, container mix. I buy their stakes for staking my tomatoes in the summertime. I buy lots of Smith's Miracle-Gro products, and I'm wondering, why is the stock doing so well here recently? SMG. Let's see how it's doing today on today's earnings report. There it goes again. I mean, it's just a great little company. It's now a $5.7 billion company headquartered in Marysville, Ohio. They manufacture lawn and garden products, including fertilizers, plant foods. I'm sure you've all used the little dropper to mix up some plant food for your indoor plants, and growing media and control products. Well, I did a little research, and I couldn't really find out. I thought, are more people growing tomatoes nowadays like me? I mean, I've always been a tomato grower. I start my little plants indoors. Right now, I've got about 16 tomato plants started. I have a growing light inside my garage and little peat pots, and I drop the little seeds in there, and I just love watching things grow. They've sprouted, and now they're about an inch high or so, getting ready for the plant. But anyways, the CEO was on one day on one of the financial channels. He says that the legalization in several states of marijuana has been the biggest boom to the gardening industry. And I'm sure my neighbors are wondering what I'm growing in my garage and in my backyard, because I'm out there every Saturday. And every night when I come home from work, I check on everything. I see how everything's doing. But no, I'm not growing weed in my backyard. Now, they'll grow on their own. The weeds are starting to come up after the heavy rains we had. But the legalization, if you want to invest in the marijuana stock, well, invest in Scott's Miracle-Gro, SMG, which is having another good day. It's also been a highly rated stock in my Best Stocks Now app. Manpower beats by 16 cents. Okay, that's a good sign, you know, of the economy. People still need some manpower, need some temp help from time to time. Fitbit downgraded to a sell at Citigroup. I could never see that stock at all. You know, a one-trick pony. Apple does the same thing. By the way, when I get home from my walk yesterday, I check, and I walk as fast as I can. The knee won't take the running anymore. I check, and I go onto my Apple phone, my iPhone, and the app that's there said that I walked 5.2 miles. I love it. Why do I need a Fitbit? Well, nobody needs a Fitbit. That stock's getting hammered again today. Came public, got as high as $51 per share. There would have been one of the greatest shorts of all time. It's now $6 per share, and who knows where it's headed from here. Fitbit downgraded at Citigroup. Target is $5, and it's at $6 today. Ouch. HCA Holdings, that's a hospital stock. HCA is actually having a fairly good day. Nah, it's up 34 cents. Buffett says he's put $12 billion to work in the market since the election day. A sizable pickup in buying activity for Mr. Buffett. Well, he doesn't like, I guess, conservative policies, but he sure invests. When a conservative comes into office, a pro-growth kind of guy, he put $12 billion to work in equity since the election. Integrated Device Technologies beats by a penny. Beats on revenues. Let's see how that's in the chip sector. I like the chip sector right now. Integrated Devices down 5.7%. I don't own that one. PNC Financial is doing $300 million more in a buyback. Why is a buyback bullish for a stock? Because it takes shares off the shelf, right? You divide the earnings that a company makes into how many shares they have outstanding. And if a company is buying back their own shares, they're reducing the number of shares outstanding. That's the divisor into the earnings. And that has a tendency that increases the earnings. It's just math. And conversely, when a company floats a bunch of more shares, that's not good because it dilutes earnings. Drexel Hamilton reiterates Apple at a buy and $185 target. The stock is currently at 121. Man, I can't see that myself. That is really an outlier there. GoPro up 7.3%. BlackRock increases their stake. I don't know. I don't see GoPro as a growth company anymore unless they come up with something new. They just keep going down. That stock got as high as 98. It's now $10 per share. See, that's the thing. A GoPro and a Fitbit, when you've only got one product, that's a problem. Two more, and then we will get to the best asset classes now. Bankers expect the administration to okay the AT&T Time Warner deal. Well, that remains to be seen. If that's the case, maybe that Sprint and T-Mobile merger would be looked upon favorably, or whoever they decide to get together with. Sears Holdings got whacked again yesterday. Here's what they're doing now. They're selling their stores, the property to a REIT, and then they're leasing them back. Well, that can only mean one thing. They are strapped for cash. I continue to have a short position on Sears. Here's an astonishing statistic. Sears is now a micro-cap stock. Micro-cap. I remember when the symbol S stood for Sears. Now it's Sprint. Sears is now a $700 million company. It's a micro-cap. And they've lost money since 2012. They're expected to lose $12 per share this year. Strapped for cash, the stock is hitting $6.71 this morning. One more. GDP growth in the first quarter is expected. There's a number out there right now, 2.3%. And we just had a print of the fourth quarter of this year at 1.9%. Not good. We've got to get our gross domestic product, our growth of American, the American economy, we've got to get it growing faster than 2.5%, which we've gotten for the last many years under a monetary policy alone, action on the economy. We've got to get fiscal policy involved there because now monetary policy is working against us. We've got the wind in our face. So we shall see. I think it's coming, but I think the market's getting a little bit impatient here. All right. Now, when we come back, we'll begin our discussion this week of asset allocation. You're 50 years old, you should have 50% of your assets in bonds and 50% in the stock market, right? Well, that's what the formula says. That's what the traditional asset allocation model says. You're 75 years old, you should have 75% of your assets in the bond market, meaning you're a lender. You're a lender to foreign government. You're a lender to the U.S. government. You're a lender to corporations. You're a lender to municipalities, cities, states, etc., and you're getting a return on your investment. But don't forget, the number one driver of the bond market is interest rates. And in this kind of environment, should you heed and adhere to the traditional asset allocation policy and rules? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, should the 50-year-old have 50% of their assets in the bond market right now as the asset allocation model dictates? I don't like the bond market right now because I firmly believe, it's not really a belief, it's an observation of facts, that interest rates are on the rise. We've been warned by many people, including Janet Yellen herself, who says I could see the Fed fund rates. Now, this is under her administration. There's going to be a new Fed chairman here soon. She sees 3% on the Fed fund rates by 2019. They're currently at 0.75%. And, you know, the 10-year yield usually is quite a bit higher than the Fed fund rates. Well, the Fed funds at 2.5% right now, or the 10-year's at 2.5%, while Fed funds are at 0.75. If we're going to 3% on Fed funds, then the 10-year's going to go up around 4.5%, 5%, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I do believe that that's where we're headed. Normalization for the Fed is more in the 5% range, meaning we're going to see 7, 8% on the 10-year again at some point in time, I do believe. And I do believe that we're going to see some inflation start to kick in at some point in time, which also drives interest rates higher. So if you want to stand on the railroad tracks in front of a freight train coming around the bend, go ahead and do so. I think it's especially not appropriate right now for a 50-year-old. Why would you want to offset the gains in the stock market that are potential out there based on earnings, based on a friendlier environment for equities, based on a better tax situation for our corporations? Why would you want to have the stock market gains watered down by a wide margin by losses in the bond market from a rising interest rate environment? Now, that's my opinion. You can go out there and read many, many other opinions. I'm in the minority. The majority of advisors and wealth planners and what else, ever else, wealth managers, they buy into the asset allocation model, which is based on age mostly. And it's not based on what is happening in the world. And we see a very hostile environment right now for the bond market. I think that the current administration would like to see retirees getting a better return off of their CDs and off of their safe bonds and their muni bonds, etc. But right now that can't be done because the returns are so paltry and meager. CD returns are next to nothing. Muni bonds, while they're better than CDs, are still at historically low levels. And the retiree has really gotten hit hard from the traditional areas that they used to take income from have completely almost dried up for them. But it's benefited the government wildly because with all of the government borrowing taking place, you know, listen, it's simple math. When you take in $2 trillion and you spend $3 trillion year after year after year, The only way you have to make up the gap is to either borrow or to print or a combination thereof. Money doesn't grow on trees, my mother used to say. Something's got to give. And it's been beneficial for the government, for the Fed, to hold interest rates at near zero for 8 years while the government went on a spending spree like we've never seen before. And who suffered? The retiree, who got a pittance of a return on his or her CDs and bonds. Well, I am of the opinion that allocation today needs to be much more heavily weighted towards the stock market. Well, then where do we go for income? Dividend-paying stocks and other instruments, closed-end funds. There are several. Take a look at my newsletter. The yield, average yield of the 25 stocks that I currently own in my income and growth portfolio is 6.9%. That's the average. And it's an eclectic mix of stocks and closed-end funds, etc. What you won't see are any bonds in my income and growth portfolio. Bonds do really well when interest rates are headed south. But when they're headed north, it's difficult at best. You have to look for alternatives. I continue to say, in fact, as I look at my current ranking of the asset classes, it's led by stocks, dividend-paying stocks, value stocks, mid-cap stocks, small-cap stocks, mostly from the U.S. Those are the leading asset classes in the market now. The worst asset classes in the market now? Bonds. Being inverse or short the market. And I always have people that argue with me. Like I say, somebody said the other day, you're the only guy that out there on the radio that's been on the buy side for the last 7+ years. Well, I've had people that have argued with me all along the way. And today there's plenty of people that say, hey, this market is artificial. You should short it. You should sell it. Go ahead. Be my guest. That's the worst place to be right now. Talk about a freight train getting run over by a freight train. Well, go ahead. Short the market. Look at a chart of SH over the last 3 years. It's gone from $77 a share clear down to $35 a share. Your money's been cut in half. Being a bear in the market, that's just since 2012. And I still think it's the wrong place to be. And I don't particularly like the precious metals in a rising dollar environment. I truly believe that this administration, whether you're with them or against them, they want a strong dollar. They want to see interest rates normalize more, and they want to try to boost growth of GDP higher than the 1.9% print that we got on the fourth quarter of 2016. So adjust your portfolios accordingly. If nobody's doing it for you, they're going a different direction and you disagree, well, give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or you can contact us. You can sign up for the weekly newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.